Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to The Stoic Way, your daily dose of wisdom and chill vibes with yours truly, Madison Lane. Ever feel like your home life could use a little more sunshine? Like, less stress, more smiles, a whole lot more appreciation for the amazing humans you share your space with? Well, buckle up, buttercups, because today we're diving deep into building a culture of positivity and gratitude right in the heart of your home. Trust me, this is way more than just saying thank you at dinner time. This is about creating an atmosphere where joy is contagious, kindness flows like water, and even the grumpy socks find something to smile about. Now, I'm not going to lie, sometimes life can feel like a roller coaster ride with unexpected twists and turns. There are going to be days when your patience wears thinner than that cheap yoga mat you got on sale, and we've all been there. But even amidst the chaos, it's possible to cultivate a sense of peace and gratitude in your home. Think of it as your personal sanctuary, a haven from the outside world where love and laughter reign supreme. Here are five powerful Stoic principles that can help you transform your home into a genuine oasis of positivity. 1. Embrace the power of present moment awareness. Ever get so caught up in to-do lists, deadlines, or scrolling through social media that you forget to actually be present with the people you love? Yeah, we've all been there. But here is the thing. Genuine connection happens when we put down our phones, turn off the noise, and truly listen to each other. Think of it like this. Your family is a team, and you're all working towards the same goal, a happy and fulfilling life together. So take a deep breath, tune into the moment, and engage in real conversations. Ask about their day, share your own thoughts and feelings, and savor those precious moments of connection. 2. Practice active appreciation. Gratitude isn't just about saying thank you, it's about actively noticing and appreciating the good things in your life. Take a minute each day to reflect on what you're grateful for, big or small. Maybe it's the laughter shared during dinner, a warm hug from your partner, or simply the roof over your head. Write these down in a gratitude journal, share them with loved ones, or just keep them tucked away in your heart. Remember, even on tough days, there's always something to be grateful for. It could be as simple as a sunny morning or a kind gesture from a stranger. 3. Cultivate kindness even when it's tough. Life can be messy, and sometimes people, including ourselves, can get on each other's nerves. But remember, kindness is a superpower. Instead of getting caught up in anger or frustration, try to approach conflicts with empathy and understanding. Remember that everyone is doing their best, even when they mess up. Practice forgiveness, both for yourself and others, because holding on to grudges only poisons the well. 4. Lead by example. Your children are watching you every single day, absorbing your actions, words, and attitudes. So, let's be real. If you want to create a culture of positivity in your home, start with yourself. Model the behavior you want to see, practice gratitude, express kindness, manage stress constructively, and stay focused on the good. Kids are incredibly perceptive, and they'll learn by example. 5. Make time for joyful activities. Life isn't all about work and responsibilities. Carve out time each week for fun activities that bring you and your family together. It could be anything from playing board games, watching a movie, going on hikes, or just having a dance party in the living room. Remember, laughter is the best medicine, and creating shared memories is priceless. Let me tell you about this one time. I was feeling seriously overwhelmed with work deadlines and family chaos. You know that feeling when everything feels like it's coming at you at once? Well, I ended up snapping at my partner over something totally ridiculous, and the guilt hit me hard. That night, instead of letting negativity fester, I decided to do something different. We put on some music, danced around the kitchen, and made a big bowl of popcorn while watching our favorite silly movie. It was such a simple thing, but it completely shifted the mood. We laughed, we connected, and by morning, the stress had melted away. So there you have it, 5 powerful Stoic principles to help you build a culture of positivity and gratitude right at home. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about making conscious choices to cultivate joy, kindness, and appreciation in your everyday life. Now go forth, my beautiful humans, and spread the love. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend or family member who could use a little reminder that home is where the heart and the happiness is. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.